We are back on the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap. It is presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. Rock Anushi, Tom Evans here with you as we go to the hotline and welcome in a very special guest here coming off a Lorain County League Tournament Championship this past weekend over at Firelands. So the Raiders get things done in the regular season and in the postseason. Still work to be done, as I'm sure Coach Giuliani will talk to us about, but there you go. It is Columbia Raiders head wrestling coach Dan Giuliani, who makes his return to the Cobos Insurance Center High School Weekly Wrestling Recap, again presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. Coach, thank you very much for being a part of the program once again. Congratulations, first and foremost, for your guys' success this past weekend. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on again.
Danny, you know, congratulations on that conference championship over at Firelands. Great, well-run tournament. You know, the usual suspects, four champs. You pull 188 points out of there. Fry, Schulke, Zook, and Garrow, and I'm not gonna not mention Tony Governell, because if it's not for one other guy in the league, I think Tony Governell's got a couple conference championships as well. But Danny, to win a conference championship, you have to have a lot of depth. Talk to us about some of the other guys that kind of stepped up and scored some points and did some things for you to help you bring that title home.
Oh, absolutely. And even going in, we were actually missing one of our starters at 132, Nick Alexiak, who got sick like about 5 minutes after I submitted the lineup. Luckily, we were able to replace him. We actually had a freshman, Brent Frasconi, come in. He was initially too light, and he actually had to eat a lot. I mean, that's the opposite of what we usually see with wrestlers, but he ate a bunch the day before, made weight. So he's going in there already probably too light, but he still pulled off a win. He got a pin for us, so he contributed. Ben Bowling, our heavyweight, he's had a pretty rough year, but he scored a big pin against Firelands, a kid that he's never beaten to, you know, not only to win, but also to advance into the, you know, Constellation Finals. You know, Ethan Valentine's had an amazing year at 126. He's been, you know, just scoring victories after victories for us. And Cody Tucker, Bryce Bevilacqua, two seniors that I don't think they kind of get overlooked because of the crew that they're with, but they've been wrestling as long as those guys. They went into the finals there too, as well, scored a lot of points. And, when you actually look back at our senior class, you know, you obviously got the, you know, Hayden Garrows and the Cole Schulkes, but there's only one kid in our entire senior class that is a four-time all-conference placer, and that is our 215-pounder, who's not even 215 pounds, Eric Pepsin, who took fourth place this weekend and wrestling about 185 pounds. So, you know, all these guys step up. They all contributed just as much as, you know, the other guys too.
Great stuff. Hey, as you're heading towards the sectionals, Schulke, Fry, Governell, Zuck, and Garrow, those are your studs. Those are going to be your big guns going in. And I want to talk about Hayden Garrow first of all. You know, Hayden loses last year with a knee injury. Comes back. It was kind of acted as your assistant coach last year. I love the spirit. I love him not getting disconnected from the sport at all. Comes back and has a warrior type year as a football player, but has just wrestled incredibly. So talk to me about those five studs. Talk to me about how healthy they are, and talk to me about your thoughts going into the sectionals with them.
I mean, obviously, everyone's banged up right now. You know, we got a dual meet with Bay tomorrow. We're going to be sitting some of our starters just to precaution, just to make sure that they're getting healthy. But, you know, I mean, everyone's pretty banged up at this point anyway. But, I mean, for what those guys have gone through the last couple of years, they're healthy. And I think, with, as you mentioned, with Hayden last year kind of being in our assistant, that reinvigorated, I think, his desire in wrestling. You know, he's been doing it for so long. I think it was getting, you know, monotonous, and kind of he was getting a little tired of it. But I think missing that year, sitting on the sidelines, seeing what we have to go through as coaches, and then going down to the state tournament last year and seeing it for the first time, because that was the first time all those guys have seen, you know, the Schottenstein Center and how the state tournaments run at the high school level because of COVID. That really opened their eyes, and they're like, wow, this is big. And I think that, you know, that moment that reinvigorated guys like Hayden, and when Tony and Garrett saw it, they really wanted to get down there this year. So that's been a big part of this year. And, you know, those guys have led by example every single time. You know, Hayden's in there. He's going to be one of the most vicious drill partners you'll ever have, but he's doing it to make you better. So he's made like Michael Chapman much better, because he's just in there just beating him up and, you know, but helping him along the way, teaching him like what he's doing wrong.
You know, one of the kids that's been most fun to watch for me over the years is Garrett. You know, Garrett, when he was a freshman, looked like a kid that got cut from the basketball team, kind of the skinny kid that was finding his way around. And his growth over the last 4 years is incredible. And he's a legitimate stud right now. I think he's a two-time defending conference champ right now. And he is so confident in his wrestling. I love watching him wrestle. Talk to us a little bit about Garrett as well.
Yeah, Garrett's come a long way. I mean, when he was a freshman, he would not, even as a sophomore, we couldn't get him to shoot. Like, he was just a very defensive wrestler. He'd wait for the opponent to come in on him, and he would react. And he's a very funky type wrestler where he would kind of roll into situations to get the opponent on their back. But now he's gotten confident in his offense. He hit some very good shots, and he can still do that funk. So he's got a lot of tools at his disposal. He can beat you offensively, or he can beat you with his defense and his, you know, funk wrestling out there. So he's come a long way, and I think a lot of it is just gaining that confidence in his offense, because he had no confidence in his shots or in his offense whatsoever as a freshman or even as a sophomore. He's come a long way with that, and that's really improved his overall wrestling.
You know, somebody said, hey, where did Fry come from? I said, well, here's where Fry came from. He's in a wrestling room with Cole Schulke every day. You either get better or you get out. So, you know, there's not a lot of wiggle room right there. And you know, look, Cole looks healthy. I know he had the bum shoulder last year, still got himself on the podium. What kind of start for that is with you with the 6 and 13 pounders?
It sets a tone for us. And even going up to our, you know, 120, where we have really three very good 120-pounders with Colton Wolcott, who's a returning district qualifier, Andrew Sorensen, who's a very talented freshman, and Rushi Patel, who just moved in from Strongsville, who's also a very solid wrestler. We're almost too stacked in the lightweights right now. But it sets that tone. And I think, when you can come out there and you know your 106 and your 113 and your 120 are going to, you know, put up 6 points, 5 points, whatever the case may be, it gives the rest of your, you know, team kind of that breathing room, and, you know, it just keeps them momentum, gets them confident and gets their momentum going. So they've been really the table setters for us. And, you know, Fry goes out there day in and day out. He's very consistent with his wrestling. He's very aggressive, and not something you see a lot with freshmen, especially. But he's out there. He always tell him first 10, 15 seconds of the match, you're in on there. And he's always the first one to hit shots. I think he's got like an 85 or 86% first takedown ratio in his matches. So, and that the more first takedowns you get, the more likely you're to win your match. So it's a great way to start off our dual meets when we have those three in the lineup.
Well, Danny, it was fun watching you. I know I'm going to see you in a week and a half over at Independence, and nothing but good luck to you as you move through the season.
Thank you guys so much for everything you do.
You got it, Coach, and that is Columbia Head Wrestling Coach Dan Giuliani here on the Cobos Insurance Center High School Weekly Wrestling Recap. We'll be right back with more here on AM 930, 100.3 FM, and Tom, we're online
at WEOL.com.